In the headlines, a Leicester Vaughan student denies that she was joyriding in a ZR before it crashed yesterday. A man who slapped a nurse has to compensate the public sector worker. Minister of Foreign Affairs Kerry Simmons chastises the banking sector, making a case for creatives in Barbados. And Barbadian sound engineer Omotali Beckett wins his second consecutive Emmy Award. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. A Leicester Vaughan secondary school student involved in yesterday's ZR collision is refuting claims that she was joyriding. Speaking to Starcom Network News in the presence of her parent, 12-year-old Davina Worrell, a talented cricketer and athlete, explained that she boarded the ZR only after stopping at a nearby shop to top up her phone credit, as instructed by her mother. She said she had no control over the driver's actions or the route the van later took.
When it came out, I saw the Shorey Village bus, but it was full. So I had crossed the road and stopped it, but it didn't stop for me. So behind the Shorey Village bus, there was this van, the same van that I had caught that had the accident. And I just got in that. So I got in it now, and we were now past Warren. And we went up by one of Car Plaza. And instead of going the normal route, he went up through by Millennium Heights. And he turned through, you know where the Bridgefield bus passes? By Melrose. He went through there and came straight down. And instead of going straight down to the school, he turned through this back road. That's when he started to shake the van.
The visibly emotional student holding her mother's hand described the following 5 minutes as horrific.
And they were telling him, stop, stop, stop. They were screaming and telling him, stop. And now we were out by the school. We passed by the police station and he turned on the music. And then when we got past it, he blew back up the music. And he started to shake the van. And that's when we were around the corner. And we were screaming and telling him, stop, because he was shaking it. And now when he hit the corner, the whole van split and it slid to the sidewalk. And now that's what happened. And everybody just pushed from one side. And some people even fell down on me. That's why my back and stuff is hurting.
Leicester Vaughan student, 12-year-old Davina Worrell. Meanwhile, her mother, Rose Worrell, told Starcom Network News that her daughter was discharged from the Queen Elizabeth Hospital last night, but remains in severe pain.
Her neck is swollen a little and pain. She gets pain in the neck, the jaw, the left side jaw is paining. And she has the shoulder paining because all the impact, right?
Right.
And the knees, she can't stand up for long. There is no breakage or anything, so, but is that the knee gets hit. So she can't stand on her feet for long and she can't sit down for long because she gets all this pain in the back.
That's Rose Worrell, mother of 12-year-old Davina Worrell. Well, three students remain at the QEH following yesterday's accident. In the wake of the accident, the Alliance Owners of Public Transport has strongly condemned any form of indiscipline within the PSV sector. Public Affairs Officer Mark Haynes is urging parents, PSV owners, police and educational officials to take greater responsibility for addressing ongoing problems affecting student transport and road behavior. While investigations into the crash continue, Haynes says the association is deeply concerned about the growing recklessness on the roads and the increasing involvement of school children in such accidents. He didn't condone what happened, but he says that all sides must be heard.
This is something that concerns the organization. We do not accept any kind of profanity, bad behavior, dirty lyrics on the buses, going off route is something we've often spoken about, because if you're given a route, you should play that route specifically, except you're otherwise advised by the authorities. But you cannot just decide, I'm on route A and I go to route B. That cannot work. That is disorder. That is something that we affirm upon in the organization, and I hope common sense prevails. In respect of yesterday, like I said this though, I wish the students well, and the parents I know must be under stress, and the principal of the specific school it mentioned, and those other, even their peers will be concerned about their safety or what has happened to them. Those who are still in hospital, I wish them well. Those who have been discharged, I still wish them well.
That's Public Affairs Officer with the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Mark Haynes. Josiah Lovell of Lancaster St. James is on $2,500 bail and has to compensate a 64-year-old nurse he slapped in the face last month. Lovell, who pleaded guilty to assaulting and causing actual bodily harm to Hyacinth Green at the Randall Phillips Polyclinic on September 22nd, appeared before Magistrate Deja McKenna at the Oyston's Magistrate's Court this morning. He was ordered to pay $400 in compensation to Green and is expected to report to a probation officer on the 24th of October. This is the Lunchtime Edition. The lending practices of financial institutions in Barbados need to be overhauled and a new understanding of copyrights and intellectual property brought to the fore. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, took the banking sector to task and made the analysis this morning when debate in the House began on the Copyright Bill 2025. Mr. Simmons, himself an attorney at law, further pointed to challenges faced by small businesses and individuals within the creative economy when seeking financing.
We in this country have become comfortable to sit on a cushion of comfort while we watch other people walk on a bed of nails. So I convene a meeting with the Banking Association of Barbados. And in that meeting with the Banking Association, I'm saying to them, I want the country to go on the route of being able to ensure that our micro business people can use their collateral those things that they have, those tools of their trade. For example, the fisherman has a vessel. Some got two or three vessels, and the vessel has worth. But when he going to bank, sir, the bank is not interested in holding his vessel as collateral. The bank is telling him, what land do you have? What property do you have? What's the real estate against which you wish to borrow this $100,000? And he says, but I don't own any land. But if you don't own any land, then you can't lay any money.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons. The government is stepping up efforts to strengthen Barbados' creative industries with plans to modernize legislation to introduce a new national cultural policy. Minister in the Prime Minister's Office with Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, made the announcement this morning during the official launch of Space Barbados at Lansdowne in Silver Sands. Dr. Munro-Knight said the government is committed to providing stronger institutional and legislational support for the sector.
We are trying as much as possible to provide the necessary support. We will be very shortly looking at how we upgrade and reform our legislative framework to provide more support. So while post-Skyfesta, most of you would have said, you know, we've gone a little bit quiet. We went a little bit quiet because we were in reflection mode. We are not intending over the next 5 years to do business the same way. One of the lessons for Carifesta suggests to us that we can do much more, that the potential for the creative sector is untapped in very real and substantial ways. So we have been locked in discussions about how we provide more support, how we ensure that we can provide better landscape for you.
Minister in the Prime Minister's Office with Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight. There's still no breakthrough in the dispute between the National Union of Public Workers and the Barbados Community College. Talks held last week with the Chief Labour Officer ended without resolution and a request for more time to work toward a settlement. The standoff centres on the college's decision to appoint a temporary employee to a position previously held in an acting capacity by a long-serving staff member for more than a year. And Barbadian song engineer Omar Tally Beckett has made history again, earning his second consecutive Daytime Emmy Award. Beckett, a member of the Kelly Clarkson show on NBC, was part of the group honored for outstanding live song mixing and song editing at the 2025 Daytime Emmy Awards. Last year, he attended the 51st ceremony to celebrate his first win. This year, though unable to attend, Beckett secured another victory, becoming the only Barbadian to win back-to-back Emmys in the category. Our top stories. A Lestivon student denies joyriding in a ZR before it crashed. That's the testimony given by 12-year-old Davina World to Starcom Network Sports. Starcom Network News, correction. A man who slapped a nurse has to compensate the public sector worker. He has to pay her $400 and is on bail until the 24th of October. Minister of Foreign Affairs, Kerry Simmons, chastises the banking sector, making a case for creators in Barbados. And Barbadian song and engineer Omar Tally Beckett wins his second consecutive Emmy. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.